of Lord Krishna and his dearest devotees, the gopis. But there is a problem. Our words cannot go there because our minds cannot go to that spiritual plane. Our eyes cannot see there. Our nose cannot smell there. We are totally incapable of approaching the divine pastime place of Lord Krishna. However, it is possible to perceive something of that spiritual realm through the eyes of the personalities who are there. We can smell through the noses of the personalities who are there. We can feel through the hearts of the personalities who are there. We can, in other words, listen or see through the eyes of the Shastras, especially those Shastras which describe the perspective of the eternal associates of Lord Krishna. We will read from the chapter 35, the gopis' feelings of separation. And we will learn how it is possible to see through the eyes of the great associates of Lord Krishna. This is very, very important. We must follow those who are together with Krishna if we ever wish to obtain something about Lord Krishna. Let me describe to you the scene. There's the beautiful village of Vrindavan. Krishna has left early in the morning to herd the cows. When he left Vrindavan, all the gopis who could do so were standing on the road and seeing how Lord Krishna, or watching Lord Krishna, how he left. Krishna was not alone. There were millions of cows around him. Many, many cowherd boyfriends. And his mother, Yashoda, and Nanda Maharaj were also there. Mother Yashoda was very worried. She said, "Krishna, you are too restless. You do not know your natural limitations. You will certainly come in many, many problematic situations. Therefore, Varutapa, the son of Ambika, your vet nurse, will protect you." And Mother Yashoda went with Krishna and dressed him in a special way and took his dhoti and said, "Well, you are so weak today, please eat this sweet." And Mother Yashoda and Krishna was feeling, "Oh, my mother is so worried." And he said, "Don't worry. When we go to the forest of Vrindavan, the Vrindavan forest will shade us, and we experience much more comfort in those forests than we experience at home." So then, finally, after speaking to his mother and his father in thousands of ways to pacify them, the best of all persons, Lord Krishna, entered into the deep forest of Vrindavan. And immediately, as he entered, he began to play, he began to jump in great joy. He began to dance, and also the goddess of the forest of Vrindavan, Srimati Vrindadevi, immediately sent forth many little animals who gave joy by their dances, for instance, the peacock. So this is the scene. The gopis, however, had to stay back. And as they were staying back, they absorbed their minds in thoughts of Krishna. And as their minds were going deeper and deeper and deeper into Krishna Smaranam, they saw through their mind's eye, through their heart's eye, the beautiful scenes which Krishna experienced. In other words, they were together with Krishna through intense thoughts in separation from Krishna. In this world, this is sounding to be like a contradiction. But in the spiritual world, when devotees think of Krishna in feelings of separation, our Lord has gone to the forest of Vrindavan, they will see the Lord dancing in their hearts. It is said like this, that through the mood of separation, Krishna enters the heart. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this. He says, when Krishna went to the forest with his cowherd boyfriends and cows, the gopis did not physically take part, but their hearts went with him. And because their hearts went, they were able to enjoy his company through strong feelings of separation. To acquire this strong feeling of separation is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya and his direct disciplic succession of Goswamis. When we are not in physical contact with Krishna, we can associate with him like the gopis through feelings of separation. So we will soon enjoy Krishna's presence through the eyes of the gopis who were there in the village of Vrindavan. They were not present with Lord Krishna in the forest, but because they thought of him in deep absorption, they could see him through their spiritual eyes. We will see little scenes today, one after the other, through the eyes of the gopis, and you will enjoy Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Amalama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gopis were in the village of Vrindavan and they discussed Krishna amongst themselves. My dear friend, one gopi said, do you know that when Krishna lies on the ground, he rests on his left elbow and his head rests on his left hand? Please try to see through the eyes of this gopi. You will see Krishna lying on the ground in a very relaxed way. He rests on his left elbow and his beautiful head is on the left hand. The gopis think like this because they feel there's a connection between them and Krishna. Women always do everything on the left side, it says in the Vedic scriptures. When they lean on their arms, they will use the left arms and the left hand. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks of the feelings of the gopis, especially of Srimati Radhika, he also rests on the left hand. He moves his attractive eyebrows while playing his flute with his delicate fingers. Apparently Krishna leans and simultaneously plays his flute. He's extremely artistically. And the sound he produces creates such a nice atmosphere that the denizens of the heavenly planets who travel in space with their wives and beloveds, stop their airplanes, for they are stunned by the vibration of the flute. We hear that the flute sound of Lord Krishna apparently travels very far. It does not only go through the forest of Vrindavan, but it reaches to the higher levels where the devatas are. We hear when Krishna comes back much later in the day that he also plays with his flute, and at that time the devatas come down, not only the wives, but then also the men come, because Krishna's cows are so eager to return to the village of Vrindavan that they move with very heavy strides. And at that time, and they have very heavy udders, so they have a heavy weight cows. And this makes a lot of dust. And the devatas are very interested to get that dust on their head. The dust which comes during the Uttara Goshta time. The time when Lord Krishna brings his cows back. The time when he moves back to Vrindavan. The time when he will quench the thirst of his devotees in Braj for his direct association and seva. Then the dust is especially attractive for the residents of Vrindavan. The wives of the demigods who are seated in the plains then become very much ashamed of their singing and musical qualifications. Krishna's flute playing is so much better. Not only that, but they have become afflicted with deep conjugal love, and their hair and tight clothes immediately loosen. Now this was said by one gopi, but there's another gopi who says, I also want to say something about Krishna. My dear gopi friends, Krishna is so beautiful. Krishna is so beautiful that the goddess of fortune always remains on his chest. And he's always adorned with a golden necklace. Oh, beautiful Krishna plays his flute in order to enliven the hearts of many devotees. He's the only friend of the suffering living entities. When he plays his flute, all the cows and other animals of Vrindavan, although engaged in eating, simply take a morsel of food in their mouths and stop chewing. So this particular gopi has studied the effects of Krishna's flute playing. She says that when the cows hear Lord Krishna's beautiful flute playing, they stop eating and chewing. They just stand like painted cows, painted their grezivol in the painting of. They are not moving any longer, these cows. Only one instrument of the cow is moving. That are the ears of the cow. Their ears raise up and they become stunned. These cows do not appear alive, but like painted animals. Krishna's flute playing is so attractive that even the animals become enchanted, and what to speak of ourselves. Another gopi said, my dear friends, not only living animals, but even inanimate objects, like the rivers and lakes of Vrindavan, also become stunned when Krishna passes with peacock feathers on his head and his body smeared with the minerals of Vrindavan. Now we hear a little of the amazing decorations of Lord Krishna. He will have peacock feathers, and his body is smeared a little red, a little yellowish, a little green. Then Krishna likes the forest of Vrindavan so much that he takes the leaves and the flowers. Look, he has leaves and flowers on his body. He looks like some hero. And when he plays on his flute and calls the cows with Balaram, the river Yamuna stops flowing and waits for the air to carry dust from his lotus feet. The river Yamuna is unfortunate like us. It does not get Krishna's mercy. The river simply remains stunned, stopping its waves, just as we also stop crying for Krishna in expectation. Now this statement of the gopis is not entirely correct. They are becoming a little sad, and influenced by their sadness, they do not see that the river Yamuna has the intimate association of Lord Krishna. What Yamuna ji does is, she flows over her banks. Her waves are like little hands, and they stretch forward, and very ashamed and blissfully smiling, she touches the feet of Krishna, and then puts the dust on her forehead. Now the river Yamuna feels that I have done something which is a little bold. I have gone and touched the feet of my Lord, so that the Lord continues to be pleased with me. I will certainly now have to reimburse my Lord. I have to give him something. And the thought of rendering service to Lord Krishna's lotus feet moves Yamunaji so much that whirlpools appear in her. And through the whirlpool, she digs up the jewels on the ground and brings the jewels forward, places them on some lotus leaves, and lays them before the feet of her Lord. So when the gopis say that the Yamuna does not get the mercy of Krishna, they are so much in their own ecstasy of separation that they project their situation on Mother Yamuna. This is a subjective projection, which also has its place in the exalted states of prema. In the absence of Krishna, the gopis were constantly shedding tears. But sometimes when they expected that Krishna was coming, they would stop crying. But then when they saw that Krishna was not coming, then again they would become frustrated and begin to cry. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, the origin of all Vishnu forms. And the cowherd boys are all demigods. Lord Vishnu is always worshipped and surrounded by different demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra and others. When Krishna travelled through the Vrindavan forest or walked on Govardhan Hill, he was accompanied by the cowherd boys. While walking, he played his flute just to call his cows. Just by his association, the trees, plants, and other vegetation in the forest immediately became Krishna conscious. A Krishna conscious person sacrifices everything for Krishna. Although the trees and plants were not very advanced in consciousness, by the association of Krishna and his friends, they also became Krishna conscious. They then wanted to deliver everything, whatever they had, namely their fruits, flowers, and the honey incessantly falling from their branches. Here we see the overwhelming spirit of Vrindavan, that every living entity, including the trees, the honeybees, the flower-bearing vines, has one project in their hearts, that is to serve Lord Krishna with whatever they have. And this is the Vrindavan spirit, which we find here. The trees would bend low to bring their fruits to the lotus feet of the Lord. And it is even described that the bees would serve Lord Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. When Lord Krishna needed a certain pitch, you know, in his flute play, the bees would give the certain pitch. Just listen, see this. This is a pitch. So Krishna wanted to blow his flute in a certain pitch, and the bees made "This is the pitch, my lord." And then Krishna acknowledged by saying, "Thank you for your musical inspiration." Everyone served Krishna, even the bees. When Krishna walked on the bank of the Yamuna, how did he look? He was so nicely decorated, with tilak on his face. He had a garland with different kinds of forest flowers. We hear at least 5 flowers must be there in this garland, which goes below the knees. It's a very long garland. And he was smeared on his body with a pulp of sandalwood. You know, different decorations were there. And tulasi leaves. The bumblebees became mad after the fragrance and sweetness of the atmosphere. Being pleased by the humming sound of the bees, I think we have heard this, Krishna would play his flute, and together the sounds became so slatki, sweet, to hear that aquatics, birds, cranes, swans, and ducks were charmed. Instead of swimming or flying, they became stunned. They closed their eyes and entered a trance of meditation in worship of Krishna. It is described that the water birds of Vrindavan are usually very restless. They always move away from a lake in big numbers, and then they come in big numbers and settle on the bank of the lake. But when Krishna played his flute, they lost all their restlessness and they sat peacefully like great saints. Saint birds, like, you know, these are cranes and ducks. They looked like great sadhus, and they would just listen to the sound of Lord Krishna's flute. And as they concentrated entirely with great relish on the flute sound of Lord Krishna, they entered a trance, and in that trance they would see the divine flute player appear in their hearts, and they would be the greatest of yogis. Sri Crane and Sri Duck and so on, they would be very great yogis. Om Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan.
Radhe. Radhe, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Let us please, again, for a moment, stop and go into the scene again. If you enter the big spiritual traditions of the world, you will always see that to look through the window of contemplation and see the Lord is a very, very important part of spiritual practice. These things are universales allgemeingut, or every spiritual, truly spiritual thing has this as a very natural part. The gopis are helping us to enter this. They are sitting a little bit outside of Vrindavan village. Why? Because they want to talk their hearts about Krishna, and they certainly do not wish that they are misunderstood, and others who may not belong and who may not have that same type of relationship to Krishna will disturb them. So they are a little outside of Vrindavan village under the shade of some trees, and they are talking to each other. So beautifully they are talking to each other. And they talk about the dresses of the Lord, the pearl necklaces. They talk about the different places where the Lord goes. They also talk about the different devotees who come to the Lord. You will like this very much. They talk about the clouds, for instance, who are foreigners to Vrindavan, just like we. We come with an airplane, and also the clouds come to Vrindavan through the cloudy airways from outside. They are foreigners from different countries they come. But as they see Krishna and Balaram in the forest of Vrindavan, or sometimes on the Vaidaland, on the free land, they feel, oh, Krishna, Krishna is also like us. We like to take care of others, and Krishna also takes care of others. We are colleagues. We are bound together by the same feelings of care. And then they come, build an umbrella about Krishna, above Krishna, and then they pour a little rain, a very special rain, of flower-like snowflakes on him. This is something which I learned a week ago, that the clouds really put some flowers in the form of cooling snowflakes on Lord Krishna. Even in Vrindavan, this is there. I was learning, the Prabhupada had dictated this, and I heard that somewhere in Vishwanath's writings, this is also there. So imagine, it's very hot. Krishna is playing on his flute, and now Shri Cloud comes, builds an umbrella, and cools him off. When Krishna plays, says this one gopi, the clouds stop their loud thundering out of fear of him. Rather than disturb the vibration of his flute, they respond with mild thunder. And so they congratulate Krishna, their friend. Well done! How nice you play your flute! Let's thunder very mildly and very deep. Krishna is accepted as the friend of the cloud because both the cloud and Krishna satisfy the people when they are disturbed. When the people are burning due to excessive heat, the cloud satisfies them with rain. Similarly, when people in materialistic life become disturbed by the blazing fire of material pangs, Krishna consciousness gives them relief like a cloud. The cloud and Krishna, having the same bodily color also, are considered to be friends. Desiring to congratulate its superior friend, the cloud poured not water, but small flowers and covered the head of Krishna just like an umbrella to protect him from the scorching sunshine. Then the wind comes and tries to blow the cloud away from Krishna and outside of Braj. But the cloud protests. No, I'm not going. I'm staying. You will not be able to pull me out of Vrindavan. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, O friend, why do you fearlessly leave Vrindavan? You are a great fool that you leave Vrindavan. Do you think your mantra chanting will save you from death? So the cloud has this mood. He doesn't want to leave Vrindavan ever again. He may be a foreigner like we, but he becomes a Brijbasi and stays there. One of the gopis told Mother Yashoda, something which will remain a secret for this evening. This gets dramatic now. Another gopi said, my dear friends, when Krishna returns home with his cows, the footprints of the soles of his feet with flag, thunderbolt, trident and lotus flower relieve the pain the earth feels when the cows traverse it. He walks in a stride which is so attractive, and he carries his flute. Just by looking at him, we become lusty to enjoy his company. At that time, our movements cease. We become just like trees and stand perfectly still, unaware that our hair and clothes are loosening. Why do the gopis say that they are especially upset when this scene appears before their eyes? Well, you must know, as the millions and trillions and of cows walk over the ground of Vrindavan. They split open the earth. And Mother Brajbhumi could scream with pain. You know, if it's one cow, all right. If it's 20 cows, all right. If it is 20,000 cows, all right. But if it is something like 20 million cows, Mother Brajbhumi is screaming with pain. But she can tolerate it, because right after the cows, Krishna comes walking over the ground. And it's described that Lord Krishna has different strides, Schritte. He doesn't just move like this, like an ordinary cowherd boy, but he skips and skimmers. I do not know if I've once seen how devotees who knew, if you will allow me. I mean, I cannot walk like God. The reason why Krishna walks like this is because he enjoys his own youthfulness. He is a very happy youth, very happy, carefree, jumping, skipping, and so on. He is in the Kaishora age, very youthful age, and is very sweet and very loving. And when Mother Earth feels the feet of the Lord dancing like this over her, she is so much in bliss, she forgets all the miseries which come from the many hoof prints of the cows. There are many things to learn. Such descriptions of Krishna's transcendental pastimes and activities were remembered by the gopis during his absence from Vrindavan. They give us some idea of how attractive Krishna is, not only to human beings, but to all animate and inanimate objects. In Vrindavan, everyone and everything is attracted to Krishna, including the trees, the plants, the water, and also animals like the deer and cows. That is the perfect descriptions of Krishna's all attractiveness. The example of the gopis is very instructive to persons who are trying to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. One can very easily associate with Krishna simply by remembering his transcendental pastimes. Prabhupada makes such a nice point now. Everyone has a tendency to love someone. That Krishna should be the object of love is the central point of Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada gives a very nice sadhana how to develop this love, huh? By constantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and remembering the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. One can be fully in Krishna consciousness and thus make his life sublime and fruitful. There is also a very nice conclusion. Krishna is compared to the moon, born in the ocean of the womb of Devaki. When he returns in the evening, it appears that he is fatigued, but he still tries to gladden the inhabitants of Vrindavan by his auspicious presence. When Krishna returns, garlanded with flowers, his face looks beautiful adorned with golden earrings. It's described that the gopis at that time, after they have remembered Krishna the whole day, stand on the road of Vrindavan. The elderly gopis have arati trays with which they greet the Lord, and all of Vrindavan is present to welcome the Lord of their hearts back into the village. By now, Lord Krishna is accompanied not only with cows, but with many, many forest animals who cannot bear the separation of Krishna, who follow him, and who then will stay outside of the village of Vrindavan to wait for the morning to come when Krishna will return into their domain, their forest. Krishna is described as being very, very, very beautiful, and it is said that he has these golden earrings. Please imagine the beautiful monsoon-like colored face of the Lord, and then the earrings swinging back and forth, shining with their light on the cheeks of the Lord. It's described how he walks. He walks into Vrindavan with a stride just like the elephants, and slowly enters his home. Upon his return, the men, women, and cows of Vrindavan immediately forget the scorching heat of the day. In Vrindavan this time, when Lord Krishna returns from the meadows, the Kuhweiden, is seen as a very, very special time. It's a time when most of the devotees meditate on this pastime of the Lord returning and giving joy to the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan, the Brijabasis. That is the time of the times. Many other times of the times, but that's one of the times. So, yes, this is some little scenes from the Krishna book. Those of you who like to read the entire chapter are directed to chapter 35, which describes this beautiful scene and the beautiful Krishna meditations which one can do. In the beginning of our spiritual life, our heart is still full with many agendas and problems. And it's very difficult sometimes to think of Krishna. But when even a beginner can hear these beautiful scenes described in Krishna book, then even though he's full with so many other thoughts, Krishna will is the supreme thought. It is said when eating that you can safely eat as much as you want. Don't think about the sweet. Just eat as if there would be no sweet, because the king is the sweet is the king of all preparations. You know what happens when an assembly room is full and the king is outside before the door? Somehow he will go into the room. Everyone will make place, and there's a corridor, and the king will move with his assembly right into the center of the assembly room. So Krishna thought is so beautiful. Krishna's pastime over the years, millenniums, thousands of years, have enchanted literates, poets, in all circles of society. Krishna's charm is always very sweet. But if we want to really think of Lord Krishna and not forget him, we will have to think a little bit of throwing some of the things out in our hearts. Don't trust that our Krishna is the king of all thoughts. He will make his place in the heart. After some time, Krishna expects that we move into the school of Ekanti Bhakti. That is exclusive bhakti developing or coming to him. Lord Chaitanya has opened a school and he has said, to place our love anywhere else than to Krishna is not love to Krishna. Ultimately, the devotee prays for the day where all his thoughts, all his love will go to beautiful Krishna and his wonderful pastimes as they are taking place not only in all the universes, but in the hearts of all of his devotees. Tomorrow, during the evening, we will enter into some very amazing pastime of Lord Krishna. We have started today with looking through the eyes of the gopis into these beautiful Krishna scenes. But tomorrow, we will enter a very confidential place in Vrindavan and we will hear about the dream which Srimati Radharani had. And as we will look into her dream, her ecstatic dream, we will enter another dimension of Krishna Leela, which most probably is very relevant for all of us. I want to thank you very much for coming to this evening. I wish you a pleasant night with thoughts of Krishna. I also want to greet our devotees. Ramananda has appeared to give joy to our hearts. And his wife, we could hear already Madhumati with her cartels.